Sambulu vina gana turanga na marama na dhorbu unu ngone lewa. Eni mataka ni sigali ndai.
Bulu vina ka.
Hallelujah. God of our nation. This is the last Sunday that we'll be moving it down to a time like this. Next week we'll be back to 10:30 as our normal time. And we take this time to just to thank the Lord for this opportunity, this platform, so we can share with you what the Lord has placed in our heart. So also we take this time to thank the director of My Television, Mr. Stanley Simpson, and your family. If you're watching this morning, we say Bulabinaka, and all the boys,
and the children,
the girls too, to say good morning from the studio here in Turek and Suwa. Bulabinaka, we can then learn Banua. Asana tini kabani no Banua te wosha na tibu amai asasabi keto mai lau na bi korobagabiti ni onto mai na My Television, se My TV, Facebook. Atako si Banua lebu zako nro bimbo ke madwata. Atako se nia subara. Ra kumba nandronga batake na bosa siru batake na musi lo mani Banua. Te lebu neta siri batake reo. Vira ura uziri toka I asana ngo lo mai biti batake kadabu. Au sa baka mbule tu anya mataka ni sikini dai ni taka ni na baka vuri baka sama na bi mbule weekend na sio bina kani kwa baka mbule tu weekend na bi sei buru buru tale so baka si weekend kenda sana ni leo ni New Methodist Christian Fellowship ni ana tu kana bi sei viti se ni waro tu na bi sei buru buru sa baka mbule tu kani bi kemuni na sio bina kani kwa bi ketu na New Methodist go ketu sa lotu sartu ngakina baka so so go lotu dinan ni randam betu ba mata vale ier sa andam sartu nga me lotu tambakitu mai na Nabi
set up
set up to toko boga oti nabi set up so
mission Sunday
mission Sunday ni ko vertu na
central
sa vagam bullet tu ga ni weekend na leo ni lotu bata langi na weekend sin leo ni lotu ni sibina ni ko kada sa lotu bata tiko nga na My Television na sibina ni ko klan sa ge oti nga na bida na half an hour go na waita bitu ni tal tal nga se ile sa koroi mai na lotu sele ka nda baka bimina ka nindona platform wango ningone nda nda betu kine bale kenda sa lotu tonga mai na nda bima tabu bale ena siga bina ni kwa hapa kambule tuwa ni mi kemdona bitamani mai Seattle serebi ya antikara bata kemdona ngone kemdona warongo mai bale wuna program wina ngo so hapa kambule tuwa ni na kaukoman ya dai chisu ena siga bina ni kwa wakanivalu family mai Pennsylvania ni mbule bina ka vike mni kenda sana na esa sabaka California Nindo tune into my sabo kambule tu kani sibina ni kwa Australia New Zealand yo klani set up tal tunga na be worship center se na be region ni baro tu mai kero sabo kambule tu kani he na mataka ni sigani dai sini ule lavi kenda na frontliners kenda sa do lutu tunga mai na he na My Television na mataka bango ke sabo kambule tu kani we kinda bagi tu kani he na koko mana ni ave chisu he na sigabina kani kwa sini ule lavi kenda lago tu bangi to ba dagadaka Ena bi buru buru so kena le tukina ni ndau chini ntu mai nanda homeland na sigamina ngani kuwa usaba kambula tal tungani ena koko mana ni ade chisu ena sigamina ngani kuwa.
Kemi tala ngana in isolation maybe some of you are still quarantined or you know tested positive and you're struggling within your home or maybe the whole family is down with coronavirus or maybe half of the family. Regardless of the situation that you're going through, we would like to say today, thank you. If you happen to be tuning in this morning, we would like to welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only that, continue to strive for better and continue to believe that God has healed you and continue to have faith that your God will never leave you. And to those of you who do not belong to New Methodist and you have, you know, create a custom to join us every Sunday, and even though we have moved it a bit lower to an earlier time because of the Olympics coverage, we would like to say today, thank you for being one of the followers and thank you for believing in God and thank you for being part of this fellowship. We would like to say today, thank you and may God bless you and guide you and lead you and also hear you in your heart's cry, in the desires of your heart. As Gasilevo has mentioned today, welcoming all over Fiji, Itaukei, all over the world as well as in Fiji. For those New Methodists logging in today, you may be seeing the cake right in front of us here. We had celebrated the 19 years of a New Methodist in existence in 5th August 2002 when we started, and now we have reached the 19th year. So we've gone through our infant, gone through our, you know, going to school in the primary, secondary. Now we are in tertiary, and some of you may be working. So 19 years is quite a, you know, relevant age.
We are about to leave the teenage stage, and we are getting more matured as we walk with God. And it was not easy.
Yes.
As we'll go through some of the history today in New Methodist Christian Fellowship, for those of you that join us along the way, and those of you that are like and followers, partners of New Methodist Christian Fellowship, today you will see the glimpse of the history of the church as we will celebrate today. It was on Thursday, the 5th of August, as we registered into the government according to the Religious Act. And we are so humble as we stand here today. 19 years. Hallelujah. And the faithful of this God never changed.
Quite a long walk.
Yes. No wonder the Israelites were reminded again and again, time and time again, of the 40 years of walking with God in the desert. The ups and the downs, the left and the right, the on and the off as they walk with God. God always reminds them 40 years. I mean, we can experience the 19 years. It's not easy.
Yeah, the faithfulness
the
of God.
The faithfulness of God. His victorious hand. And if you are watching today, you're not part of New Methodist, you keep hanging on with God, regardless of what you're going through in this life. Because today you will hear the glimpse or some of the things or the highlights that we will share today. Hallelujah. Make us strong. We are stronger every day. We are stronger as we move forward. Hallelujah. The more that we encounter challenges, the more make us strong and get mature.
Yeah, because you trust in God. Because and that's how God revealed his strength to
and
you.
And God revealed himself, as I said last week. Because when you face with the odds, you take the odds by the horn. And then you'll see the hands of God.
Hallelujah.
The hands of God will not appear to us when the sailing is very smooth.
Yeah.
The excitement is when the wave is big and the wind is stronger. Then you will know the excitement of sailing.
Well, on the 5th of August 2002, we just give a quick recount of how we started to today, since we will be cutting the cake and then we'll move on with our kingdom economics today. We started on the 5th of August 2002 with about six mission boys. We had six mission boys with us then. Two of them came from a broken home and they lived with us at home. And we started. Yeah. And as we started, we did a visitation, and we had a lot of youths then. Youths that come from mostly from broken homes, to the stage that we had 20 youths living with us at home as part of our family for about 5 to 6 years, looking after their education, all other things. And they were part of our lives. So with the six mission boys that started with us, those are the initial one. They have become senior pastors. They have their families now and they're looking after zones. And also a few of them are holding headquarters senior positions. So that's how we started. And that was way back in 2002. And 2005, I believe, Ngasalevo came out to do full-time.
Yes.
And the church was birthed in Australia in 2005. And then we moved on to Europe in 2008. Yes. So we would like to acknowledge those who have been part of the walk. Some of them are no longer with us. Some are still with us. But that's part of the challenges that we face in life. And we want to acknowledge their life and thank them for facilitating, not only that, for helping, the church. God ordained everything, and he was there from the beginning, and he ordained everything. But it has to take a person that is willing to be part of the birthing of all these new Methodists all over the world. So in 2005, it was Australia. 2008, it was in Europe. I started off in England, went on to Germany. We had Scotland, we have Northern Ireland. And 2010, that was New Zealand and the Pacific Islands because we had Tonga. We had a church in Western Samoa. We had a retreat into American Samoa. We had a radio station that we were paying airtime in Papua New Guinea. And also we had Vanuatu then, and then it was strengthened now. We have three zones existing in in Vanuatu. And for Tonga, to the extent that we had a bus running on the island, Tonga, we had a few conferences happening there. We had women retreat and other, we even had a group of youth that traveled to Tonga. And there was about 38 youth that we took with us across to Tonga. And the thing that was rife then was the radio station, because without our presence, without coming into those countries, we actually pay airtime on radio to, spread the gospel and be part of the spreading the gospel within the island, especially in the Pacific Islands. And in 2014, we started in America. We had a church in Santa Rosa. We had Sacramento. And then later on, I think 2 or 3 years later, then we had the birth of Hawaii. And now we have a church in Hawaii, in Santa Rosa, and also in Sacramento. So that's USA until today, and have their own senior pastors. And we had, would you like to share a bit on how we came on to be buying airtime with the Fiji Visitors, Fiji Broadcasting Commission? FBC, I believe we joined in 2005.
2005, we started with Mbula FM. That was, I want to acknowledge Tsokata Mungyo and Apenisa Rakanade and Emu Sindonu. Those are the famous radio announcer at that time. We start with Mbula FM, and then we go into Radio Fiji 1, Domoibiti, and then we go to the Radio Fiji 2. And we have Hindustani-speaking pastors that they come and preach.
So thank you, FBC. We're still with FBC until today.
Yes.
Now
yes.
It's 2021, and we would like to acknowledge and thank FBC for allowing us to be part of that, because through their program on the radio, we have managed to reach out to our members right into the island.
Yeah, because in those days, the church was growing fast. And a lot of people were trained enough to look after the church. So we just preach on the radio, just like today. We preach on the radio, and for them just to listen on the Bull FM. I think it was 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock between those time, and it was growing without us visiting.
Yeah.
That's why we need
it
to.
It was very helpful to
very
have
helpful
the radio.
To us.
Yeah.
And not forgetting that we also have a radio station. We also have a paid time with VTFM, Fiji Communication, that is in Waimanu Road. That was 9 o'clock at night. It was during the time of Malakai Bay Samsama. I want to thank all these people that I mentioned, because they made it happen. They assist me to come and broadcast. And it was not easy, because the message, the sharing, and we were just starting and growing at that time. And also in 2007, we have our first runaround in Vitilevu. We call it a Joshua Runathon, giving about thousands and thousands of DVDs. Yeah, and I remember it was started at, we start from Anais Dias in Nandi by Wesele Serevi. He was traveling overseas. So he ran from, with the boys, they ran from Nais Dias to Nandi Airport. He gets the flight, and we continue
around the island.
Yes.
And Joshua Runathon was a very ripe thing, at that time.
Yes.
With our mission boys. And not only we did it in the island of Vitilevu, we also went to Levuka.
And also
in Vonolevu that had the Joshua Runathon. And I believe even most of our senior pastors today, or some of our members today, is standing up to testify on how you got hold of that DVD. And had saved your life and had come in to be part of the church. It was because of that Joshua Runathon that we had staged there. It was like every year that we did that.
Just like the television that we are standing here and reaching the four corners of Fiji. At that time, it was the DVD and the radio. So radio station, about four of them, and then we go to DVD. So while we live in Nandi and later move to Suba, but the presence of the Word of God was out there.
Yes, and we would like also to acknowledge Meru Christian Center.
Yes.
If you get to hear us or even watch this clip, Meru Christian Center all the way in Australia. Thank you, Pastor David Broughton. Also with all your children. We would like to stand today to say thank you to Tony, Marlies, Hannah. Thank you, Russell. And thank you to all your beautiful families in being part of that birth. And not only that, you came in and you supported us in such a big way. The purchase of the trucks, the bus, and it was just so awesome on how God used your life from not knowing each other. And he ordained that crossroads for us to meet. And to be part of this financially, support the ministry to what it has become. And we never knew about the DVD. We don't know how to do DVD production. We never, you know, all we do, we may be watching movies, buying DVD, but we don't really know the works. And it was amazing. So we would like to say, Pastor David, thank you so much. An acknowledgement to the Broughton family. We had our first Women of Faith conference, and that was done at the Civic Center here in Suva in 2007. And I believe most ladies that are listening today, you know, can be testament to that first Women of Faith. That most of you, you know, the message that was so premium and came out so loud was the faith of, and I was sharing about my son, who is about 20-something now and have his own family with two children. And it's amazing on how over the years people continue to use that sharing to bring about child and birth into their lives that they never had those children, and they continue to have faith and their faith was increased. Well, that event was the very first national event that we've ever staged. We were not trained. We were not exposed. We didn't learn from anybody, but we were guided by the Holy Spirit. And that is why we'll always say 19 years of the faithfulness of God, through His Holy Spirit. Because without training, without exposure, He became our trainer. He became the excellence of everything. So when we walked in and did that Women of Faith conference, we've never had that experience before, but we just went in faith. And it happened. So we had Pastor David Broughton, who came across to Fiji and brought this equipment that had helped us and taught us on how to create the DVD and how to do production, DVD production, which we did. And that initially started, you know, in the ministry. The thought then that was birth, Pastor David said, you know, you can levy a dollar or $2 on the disc so you can, you know, recover some fund for, you know, just cost recovery, yeah. Recovery. And we talked about it. Somehow it didn't rest well with us. So we continued from that time until today. We just continue to give. According to our records, we have done about 20,000 plus DVD copies. And we had even those machines of dubbing the DVD. So our home in Malawi, Law 62 Malawi, was the office for New Methodist, was the DVD production. And all these 20 children living with us, and the mission arrested to come and help us with the DVD production. And one bedroom belongs to the family for the whole five of us. Six of us. So life then, but it's amazing. No matter how congested it was, there was never an issue. It was such a joy to be doing that. So that invested equipment cost about 35,000 Australian, and that had helped us to produce DVD on our own and give them free out to the people. And even though when we started in Europe, and it's so humbling when you're sitting out there and you hear people standing up to testify about their DVD that was passed on across, you know, out from Fiji, from their family members here. And it's so amazing just to listen to that, on how far the gospel, you know, has reached. Mm. And now we've stopped doing the DVD copies. We've, you know, on how the days and the time has changed. And we are just so thankful to that. So thank you, Pastor David. Yes. And thank you, Meru Christian Center. And not only that, they actually accommodated us and facilitated the first ever leaders workshop that we've ever done for the ministry. Outside. And there was about 185 of us. And that's way back in 2015. Where we came and actually stayed in Meru and had our leaders training. So the leaders training began to happen, began to be an annual event. After Australia, we went on to USA. And then we went on to Great Britain, and to Europe. And we also had it in Israel. So 2 years in a row, we had it in Israel. And we would like to also to acknowledge and thank Talangase Tiko, Josiah Tiko, all the way in Manila at this time. And I know you're logging in today. Thank you, Auntie Mariani. Thank you, Churun. Thank you, Tukana. Thank you, Now. And also to Christian. Thank you to your family. Talangase Tiko went and studied for 1 year in Israel on a scholarship for his medical, and helped us to create that forum for us to be able to go to Israel every year. And that's where we had our leadership training consecutively for the 2 years. And we stopped now with the skies COVID. Closed. But other than that, it has been a yearly event since we started the leadership training, Australia to Europe. And then now we've been going to Israel. So we held back on the New Zealand one, because we are supposed to go and have our leaders training there. So we've come a long way, and the faithful of God, you know, is so premium that we would like to share with you today. This is just a recount for those members. Most of them have been with us from the beginning, so they know exactly what we're talking about. Some of you have come in halfway. Well, now you know. And maybe some of you are totally new. You don't even know what New Methodist is and what it is. Well, this is a history of how it came to be. It wasn't an easy journey. I started off with a family. When we actually started in 2002, it was just a family. And it's amazing. Sometimes we can be having the service. I will be leading. My children, my son will be drumming, and my daughter will be on the keyboard. It will be just us, and then I sit down, and I become the congregation while he preach. And today we were just talking about this Filipino lady with his with her two sons. They were here in they were in Nandi. She was married to a chef, a German chef, and they came in. They were expatriates living in Nandi. And somehow, you know, our paths crossed, and they came in. They were part of our congregation then. And it's amazing. Apart from that, then we started having the youth. Hardly have any families. We had two or three young families. They joined us. And two of them are no longer with us. Oh, no, the whole three of them are no longer with us. And but we thank God because it was a very challenging journey, but very sweet and sort of take you to another level of maturity. We were actually walking at the seawall on that particular morning. Then we met up with Pastor Howard. Howard, I know you were listening in today with your wife. Thank you. So the journey had our paths crossed with a lot of people along the way. And it's amazing. Now when we meet up, you know, we remember the days we were together on how the ministry started. So it has been a very challenging journey. Not only that, in 2016, we had a big group of women. They went on to Dubai. And also we would like to acknowledge the couple all the way in Dubai. I know you're tuning in as well. Thank you for looking after the church and thank you for just being faithful. And thank you for being there all the time, Auntie Lela, and thank you, Talkalangase. So we had 43 ladies. They went across, and we stayed in Dubai for 1 week on our women's outreach, and it was really great, an exposure to most of our women. Some of them were first-time travelers as well. So it was a journey. And a beautiful journey. And not only that, we had a women's retreat, I think for 2 years consecutively. We were traveling all over the Pacific Island nations. Yeah. We went on to Tonga. There was a group that we went to Tonga. I don't know you listening in today. Auntie Eleanor, all the way there in America. We have Talangase, Avilisi, Senimbulu, out in the mountains of Nayavu and Wenimbuka. That was part of the team. And also Taltala Tauri, all the way now in San Francisco, and I know you're there, you're listening in to today. So, you know, those moments are moments that we can only capture and humble with the fact that it happened at that time. A group of women traveling from one nation to another, all over the Pacific nations, and then we traveled on to New Zealand, just visiting and driving around through the cities and through the towns, just looking for hall and sharing the goodness of God and giving out the tracks. So it was a long walk, a challenging walk. We had people that have joined us on the way. We have people that have left us on the way. We have people that still stay with us until today, and we're so grateful with that, because regardless of whatever we go through, we continue to see the faithfulness of God.
When we started back in 2002, it's right into August. We registered right into August.
Yes.
But the real start was starting a few months and before that, just our family. And we see the faithfulness of God from using our living room as the church. Yeah. And then we extend to the porch outside before we start to go into hotels, before that land was given. I mean, we're just talking about the events. But in that event, we see the faithfulness of God in weather, in provision. People come along the way, opening their doors, giving food, giving money. I mean, those are another story. Mm. We're just talking about the events today to encourage people, because regardless of what you're going through in this life,
He remains faithful.
He remains faithful because he is the provider.
Hallelujah.
And he is there with us when we are faithful with him. And as I was reading this morning, Jeremiah 6, 16, stand on the crossroad and look at the way. Look at the old ways. Pick up the one that is good and walk on it.
Yeah.
And you will receive the rest of your soul. And when we look back from starting the church in the living room back in Nandi, and then to extend. The first conference was in 2004. Wow. We started in 2002. Well, the first we don't have a lot of congregation to have a conference in 2003. But 2004, we have our conference, first conference in the State Theater in Nambua. Mm. And then 2005, we moved to Nandi District, to the front porch of
the Living Hope Church.
Living Hope Church in Potualebu. And 2006 and 2007, we have it in Nandi District.
School, yeah.
And 2008, we have it in the ground between the GPH today and the Holiday Inn.
It
was foreshore at the moment, at that time.
Yeah.
GPH foreshore. And in 2009, we fill up the stadium.
Yeah.
The stadium. And
then we had a little bit of shaking.
Shaking. And 2010, we gone through a lot of shaking, as normal. And till today, 2021. We're still enjoying. So when we share the goodness of God, we've been through that.
Yeah.
And that's why we are encouraging people. We speak because we saw, we feel, we experience so many times.
Yeah.
In the plains, overseas, in the Pacific, in the islands. I remember when the church decided to go to Vanuatu in 2006.
Yeah.
And there was a meeting and they said, oh, we need 10,000 for all these things. So when I was coming back to Nandi to meet the family, the Lord spoke to me in the plane. Who wants you to, who is sending you to Vanuatu? Oh, it's me or the pastors that you want to listen to? And then as next Sunday, we came to Suva and we announced. We announced on Sunday and the team leave on Monday.
So thank you to that team. Some of you, most of you are still in.
Yes.
Because you went in with just your food, biscuits, noodles, and tuna. And sleep under the tree, and it happened. So without you people's commitment and without your sacrifice, we wouldn't be who we are today. New Methodist wouldn't be what it is today. It was a sacrifice, combined efforts from all the people involved that has come a long way. And, you know, and maybe you can share, because we have used, for the media platform, we have actually used it to help us. To reach our people. So we were using the radio station. Everybody, New Methodists all over the world, they tune in to FBC then on our radio station to be part. Like they'll set up, just like today, they will set up. And we thank God on this new version of media through television that they can actually see us other than just hearing. And maybe you can share a bit on how your paths cross with Stanley Simpson and how we came in. Because now it's like, the current. We have come through VTFM, we have come through Bula FM, now we are on the...
we were also on the three television stations. We were paying our program in My TV at that time, TV1 and FBC.
Yes.
So every three station, we also use them to minister the gospel.
So thank you, FBC. You have really served us well, and we take this time to acknowledge, and we're so grateful. And we had that FBC television as well as the radio until we came into My TV in 2016, and that's when we stopped the TV for FBC, but we continued with the radio until today. We have two programs running, one in the morning, running consecutively at 10 o'clock, that reaches our people that cannot access the My TV as you were listening in today. So,
in 2008, there was evangelism in Rara Park in Lotoka, and Fiji was playing against Samoa in the Churchill Park. At that time, a lot of rugby boys in France, because they listened to the DVD. So we were outside, me and Philemon Del Sau and Ratu Dovi, and we were interviewing.
Thank you, Pastor Philemon Del Sau. I know you're listening in from Bar. We say greetings to you and your dear wife, and thank you to Rondovi Virata and the family, Auntie Rossi and all the children. Thank you.
And and they came and interviewed us. And after the interview, then Stanley said, if anything you want to have in future, because we see you, the game is on the Churchill Park, and now you're preaching here. Yeah. That's crazy, because a lot of people, I'll be preaching until they finish with the game, and they'll come, and then they will stay with us here. I said, if anything, the Lord to help us with the television station. That was back in 2008. In 2016, 8 years later, then he came home.
So Stanley and Siteri and the family, we stand today to acknowledge that. We believe that it was the Holy Spirit. It was God. If not for Stanley remembering 8 years ago, the interview that he had with Ngaselebo, and to be able to approach us for this ownership and to come into partnership in owning MyTV, we wouldn't be where we are at this time. So we would like to take this moment to acknowledge your family and acknowledge all the children. Thank you, Mitchell. Thank you, George. Thank you, Matilda. Thank you, Claire. And thank you, Johnny, the main boy. So thank you so much for, you know, that moment. It's amazing on how you still remember 80 years later to even approach us. And I know at one point in time, which Stanley and Ngaselebo can account for, I was giving up. I was not really keen on coming into television because I have just left work to come into full-time. In 2012, I came out on full-time and I was so excited. I mean, I've been working since I was 16 years old. And coming out on full-time was such a joy because I just want to come and enjoy and help my husband run the ministry. When this offer came in for the television, I was looking at it. I was not really keen because I knew that I will need to come back to work. Well, one way or the other, thank you, Stanley, for being persistent, irritating at times, but I take this time to say thank you. And we just came in to the picture, and here we are. And we've never regretted the decision that we've made, and we've always committed this family to the Lord for that blessing, and just remembering to even consider to ask us to be part of the ownership of this MyTV television station. And for that, we are grateful. Thank you, Stanley, and thank you, Stary, and thank you, family.
And when the television came in, we were thrown into a different platform altogether because we are new to this television. But we thank the Lord.
Faithfulness of God. He does it all.
When you walk with God, you know, sometimes you don't know how God did all these things.
But he does.
Putting every dot, connecting every person. Hallelujah. And today, I'm so humble. Every 11 o'clock, miracles do happen to host ministers, reverend, fathers and brothers, brethren from different denominations. Now we're on the Zoom. You will experience, even though the last 2 weeks we move it down to 8 or move it down to 9 because of the Olympic. But our real time of miracles do happen is at 11 o'clock. We'll start again tomorrow. And it's very humbling to sit here and to host mighty great men of God, leaders, president, general superintendent, or brethren, or overseer of different churches. Hallelujah. Who ever thought that it will be like that? And as sometimes you remember, you know, the social media, the people, the eyes, the look. But when we continue to believe in God, God will continue to open the door. Continue to provide the way.
Amen.
And that's why Jeremiah 6:16 is very, very important for us as we stand, as we walk. Most of the time, stand and look back because your history is a lesson for your future.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Nakako sa dhuruma otima isevi nakasela ena wakavulidhiko ena numube isinga ni mataka. Kako ni mbeza nakako sa lakusimita mai iso nakae kaukaua so nakae emosi so nakao tangikina so nakao rarawakina so nakao kumarotaka. Nigonduri nganga ireza nakae vinakaviko onangai tosu. Malta nakalo e kae weekenda na cheramela rusa mulgadhiwa tikina tinganduwa. Kwea uka usakila na nungu nanuma mimbaleti ke mdo.
Amen.
Nungu nanuma mdo winaka senga sara ni ke mdo dha. So we are standing here as we
recount the moments. Way back in 2002. It was an awesome journey. Still exciting.
Still exciting.
We have our moments. And sometimes they're, you know, most of the times they're always condemnation or, you know, negative.
It's part and parcel. Dosa kalungata ni dosa wagadala ni wagaswaswa na kakedenga edai na ukungu. So whenever we hear, whenever somebody may share with us because we don't see what's going on in the social media, yasaranga na viva kalungata taki. So the more eu mudanga ki udo huna uge sinindua na rebuff, sinindua na negative, waka ukosa staka na huna. Whether I'm pleasing people or I'm pleasing the world. We've reached where we're supposed to reach.
It's a good feedback.
But na matin tu mendang apa kali way ura na bilu tak kira way ura tu ura rawakar apa kali way. So why not the church cannot be condemned? It will be condemned. It's Jesus. Jesus was crucified because of the truth that he was talking about. So baka isa ka suwati ni nimbimbi na kaya rakaba na tamata o baka samantaka ni for about two years and 10 months we were stopped to do any evangelism, any radio, any television. But it makes us go Pacific Islands, and we go to Europe, you know, because of this door closed. He is the door. He stand on the walls and he stand anywhere becomes the door. So all those negatives, all those condemnation,
they're supposed to better you.
Supposed to better you. It's a blessing. It'll be like an arrow coming, but that arrow will not reach you. But the blessing that arrow brings will make you more smarter, more wise, more stronger. And that's why I always welcome those NCF haters. Welcome. Kita begitu kena ada tali ni mana turang untuk Yesus Kristus. Nono ni baru untuk kau. Dona singa kau nak bisau. Ni kau nak bisau kau ni kau nak mengkasin lutu.
Hallelujah.
Untuk kau nak nabi buat wow loko ini kau nak tu kena. Kepakaku bos bos tu mai. Kau bidan tu mai. Kau tuh tu mai. Wah baru tak kau kau. Dona singa kau nak mengleoni lutu kau. Malah apa? Nak kalau bina kata ngamen darubinak. And it's happened. You know when you hear testimonies of senior pastors and pastors, that when they first hear the message, when they first hear the church, automatically because of the negative vibes, because people thrive on negative. Mm. But the negative is a platform that God used to minister to people, to reach the people, because people will not want to hear the good news, because the good news shines a light to their dark world.
Yeah.
So when they hear the negative,
they travel faster.
They travel faster and they accept it faster. But that good news changed their life. And I believe most of the senior pastors, most of the church members today, most of the followers, most of our partners and likes, and those that they listen to our program slowly, it's a blessing to them.
Yeah.
So I take this time, NCF haters and those who have negative, you are welcome to join in any time because the blessing is in the Lord.
Thank you. And God loves you all. So we're coming to an end on the recount of New Methodist because we will be cutting the cake. And at this token, we would like to thank all the New Methodists, the senior pastors and the associate, your Rondinis, and the pastors of all the worship centers, and your Rondini, the church elders, and all church members globally. Executive managers, we have Talangastik all the way in Manila, executive manager logistics. We have Taltalangasi Ophir Samsara Sandy all the way in Germany, executive manager media and administration. We have Taltalangasi Tuvana Nimata Sao, who is the executive manager production and training. We have executive manager operations and fleet. We have senior pastor Elijah Volano and also SP Tiare Wangavakatonga as the executive manager pro events as well as finance division. So these are the excos that has actually helped us and helped our family to run administratively and also to manage and look after and facilitate all the administration of the church worldwide. So at this point in time, we have about 115 zones, Fiji-wide, and that zone have about 4 or 6 worship centers, some to the extreme, like Super Central have about 10 to 11 worship centers, and some ranges between from the 3 gap to 7 of different worship centers, and you're also tuning in to us this morning. We have New Zealand, that's all the way from Napier. We have Napier, we have Taupo, we have Rotorua, Tauranga, we have Manurewa, we have Auckland City, North Shore, and also we have that virtual that is actually headed by Taltalangasi Philip, Levena Singer, as well as Associate Senior Pastor Ngalovi. And then we have Australia. Thank you, Talangasukani and Auntie Marama. We have Gold Coast. We have Brisbane. We have Melbourne. We have Inverell and Hay as one of the meeting points for your preaching points and also small worship centers. We have Griffiths. Thank you, Talangas Tokai, and also Talangas Rimac. And also we have the wider scope of Sydney and the New South Wales. We have Talangas John Lee and Auntie Lena and also Talangas Liti Rambuka and also your associate senior pastor. We take this time to say thank you for that commitment and thank you for keeping it going and thank you for keeping the torch lighting there. And the whole of Europe, we have zones all over from we have Germany, we have Northern Ireland, we have Scotland, Cyprus. Thank you, Talangasi Fine, and Randini Talangasi as well as Pastor Lai. Mm-hmm. We take this time to thank you. And also we have members in Romania and the whole of Europe. We have quite a fair bit of about 13 zones in existence with its different senior pastors associate also and their pastors. We stand today to say thank you and acknowledge all the support and everything that you people continue to do. We have Vanuatu, we have three zones in Vanuatu, we have Tana, Villa, and we also have Santo. Thank you, Talangasi Solo Belila Kemba and Randini Talangasi Lisa. We also have two other senior pastors that are of Vanuatu origin. And we are standing tall today, not because of what it is, but because of God, first, and secondly, because of you. You have become part of our life and part of our family, and we have a big a New Methodist family. We look at the church as a church because it's registered as a church, but it's more like a family, because your pain become ours, your mourning become ours, your joy also become ours. So we stand today to thank you for all the support that you have given until this time. People have moved on. We have Talangasi, Chochi Tawake, and Auntie Maggie, who have left to went to New Zealand. Maggie, New Zealand. These are the few families that have been part of the ministry headquarters and up to my level of work, and they've moved on with their life. And I stand today to say thank you. Talangasi Kaini for forever helping out when you were in Fiji, even for the short time that when you came in and joined the church. It's amazing because of that loyalty you have and the good support you have from Randini Talangasi Marama. We stand today to acknowledge all your support and the sacrifice, and now has helped us a lot with Australia and standing firm on the loyalty to the leadership. So we are so grateful for that. And also in Europe, we have the significant start that we had, Talangasi Tava and Auntie La. I know you're listening today. And thank you to your dear children. Thank you, Tua. Thank you, Chope. Thank you, Jacob. And also thank you, Abigail, thank you so much for sharing your home from the initial years in 2008, sharing your bedroom for us to come and stay in. And that's how Europe started. And we went on to Germany. We would like to acknowledge and thank the family. I believe they're no longer with us. And we stand today to even acknowledge and thank you for availing your home for us to come and stay and start the journey that we had. Talangasi Koto, we have Talangasi Dodau and Auntie Ili. Thank you, Auntie Ili. And thank you to your beautiful girls. Thank you, Mbona. Mbona was big then. And Lita, thank you so much. And we have Rachel. Thank you for your family. So we had a fair bit of families in Germany that came in at that time to start. And then now they moved across to Europe or to England. So all of you, one way or the other, you have come and our paths have crossed to make it what it is today. And for that, we are so grateful. And we continue to thank God for your lives and for the efforts that you have given. For those of you, maybe you get to hear this later and you have been or were and you know, part of the ministry from when it started, or maybe one way or the other you came in during the year, a few years, and then you left New Methodist. We also would like to send today to say thank you for the years you have been part of our life, for the years that you have given to be part of the ministry. We would like to acknowledge for all your help and all the seeds that you have brought with you and support the call at that point in time. Even though you have left and started your own ministry, or you have left and joined other ministry, we would like to stand today to say thank you for the years you have spent with us, and thank you for the support that you have given at that time when you were with us. So at the moment, we would like to say thank you to everybody before we cut the cake and acknowledge God today. So we'll give this time to Ngasilevu as we cut the cake. Now, if we can just zero into the cake. Okay, you can see the cake. That's a New Methodist. And it's a happy 19th birthday. Beautiful cake always. Thank you, EM Pro Events and the team for organizing this. And I really like this cute little Bible at the top of the cake. I love this topper. This is really beautiful. So we will cut.
This is the foundation of 19 years. It is the Word of God. Word of God, Word of God, Word of God.
Hallelujah. That's so beautiful.
So beautiful. And
Would you like to say something before we cut the cake?
First of all, I just take this time to thank the Lord.
Amen.
His faithfulness. I thank the Lord for His protection. There are near miss, there are near death experience all those 19 years in the hills of Namosi, in the hills of Naitasiri, in the coast areas of Ra, the midnight hours, the early morning of driving.
Yeah, now that you mentioned Nomosi, remember that we went as a family with a few ladies and we crossed 25. We crossed the same river 25 times to reach to the very furthest village in Cerro Nomosi, in Nomosi Highlands.
And that is only from Namomua to Nawainiabu.
Yeah.
We cross the same river.
So we came to my own yabo, Kilando Sarsarching, my TV Nikoa, Vinakapaka Levon of Sota, Nayawan Ivanua, Akito Tobla, Tobalanga Pokando, MBB Mandanga, Navavan, Dandaratik, and Kenan Balabu, Nivanoi, Tombalitaki. But, and that is part of your life, and you continue to come and join us here at the foreshore as and when. So we stand today, Mikiro Kaibi, Nakapaka Levon, Nalan Ivasota, Vonoravinaka, and Munivanua. I love the waterfall, and I like the crystal water, and it's so beautiful out there. And I really love on how you do the prawns inside the bamboo. You know, it's really nice. So I stand today with Nakabakalevu. Thank you. And I know that you're all listening in today through my TV because you've managed to get your walesi. So we are just so grateful. Kasilev is recounting those moments.
And I thank the elders of the village. Vuna ni angona na vuna ni sona itopo ba vite sini ba kalo sini rora na enambula ba vanua ya ni rando tu ba rora urna turani vanua urna tu vi korkoro me rando zingoma se rando ba katara me tu zuriani a unduri ni kwa 19 years unduri ni komo ba abrimu na katara na numu nimbula kela sara ena sana tini kabani nondo vanua na vi matabu bale na vi turang bale nondo vanua ke muni ba katara me mundo unduri zake na numu ni soso mo vuno te kina pasi niklo autoritu kuna ono binango mo ba abrimu na katara kina numu nimbula ena sibina ni kwa. Not only that, I also take this time to thank the government, the time that we started till the government there today. Most of the time, the permit, the access, and assistance that that was given to us back in 2002, back in 2002 and until today. Not forgetting some businessmen and some prominent people. Not forgetting the rugby players, Pamimi or Filmon Del Sau, or Kebarong Tumaimbua, or
Rupeni
Zau Zau.
And Bombo and Auntie Taina. Thank you.
Na unke dekero ndolo gani kine Parisi ndo ndolo tungana numdolo mani bale. So there are Sisa Komembole. There are a lot of people that that you assist us along the way. Lim na unke dekero namin dabi nikuwa people recognize, people see us, people acknowledge our achievement. But there are people around us, our children. Sometimes our neighbors, sometimes the people that we work with. Along the way, you contribute a little bit here and there. Na kena kekengo, na kena baga na numingo. Ni baga bini mina katagi na kalu, kero baga bini mina katagi na numunimbula. Na utu tinga ni baga bini mina katagi mdi na New Methodist Christian Fellowship, that you believe in the message that we preach. We believe, you believe in the leadership that that we started, and we take this time to thank everyone. So we thank the Lord for his mighty power, his mighty hands. And we thank the people that help us along the way. And we thank you, New Methodist Christian Fellowship, that you make a decision to be part of us this month.
And just before we cut the cake, a special acknowledgement to all our mission boys.
Yes.
I know you'll be listening in from Nasinu
base
today. The church has become what it is for most senior pastors and associate and also pastor today. You look around, New Methodist, it's all over the place. And I would like to give credit to our mission team. The mission that was always there for us. People came in now in their whole position to be pastors and to be senior pastors or to lead the church. But we had this group of loyal mission boys and mission girls. At one point in time, we had about 130 boys and we had 60 girls. And these 130 boys, they went on. And now some of them are the senior pastors of the zone. And we still have some that are tuning in today from Nasinu. That's where the mission base is. And even some of the mission, they're here. They're part of my TV. I would like to stand today on behalf of the family, on behalf of the leadership, to say thank you. I don't know. I cannot find the correct word to say thank you or to describe our gratitude. You have become part of our lives. You have become part of my family. You have become part of my children. Things from home, It's either home or the mission. My children, when they come and our shopping is in the pantry, if I come and I can't find them, it's gone to the base. My only son, Elijah, he spends his school holidays with the mission, in the mission base. And not only that, as and when he has his birthday, like the normal, I take the cake to school or to his classroom. He wouldn't like that. He will only want to celebrate it with the mission. And even up to his 21st birthday, his top table was filled up with the mission. And up to his wedding, his top table was just the mission. And I know you're listening in today. Yes, there's a lot of people that have come in, lawyers, doctors, and hold very good position. But you were there all the time for us. Whenever I want somebody to pray, whenever I'm standing on something that the bills cannot be met, whenever that I'm crying before God, I don't call anybody else. I text the mission. I always tell my children, please get the mission to pray. Please get the mission to pray. Even for the visitation, even for going for evangelism until today, even for things to happen when it's raining so heavily and we still want things to be done, it's the mission. You come, you do your setup, you take it down, and most of the time we take you for granted. The church takes you for granted. We have senior pastors and those in leadership, they don't even have the time to come and say thank you. But today I would like to say thank you. I am just so grateful. And so filled with gratitude towards the mission and all they did. And I'm so elated and excited when I see some of you called up to be senior pastors and called up to be ordained as pastors. And I'm always challenged to see how far you can go. And I'm always trying my best to help you on how far you can go through God's help. And I know a few of you are here at my TV. Sometimes you hear and they'll talk from my end. I'm always talking, telling you people the things to do and not to do. I want you people to succeed. I want to see goodness of God in your life. I want you to say in your heart and say to yourself, you know, thank you, God, for doing what you have done. Most of you come from broken homes. Some of you come to the mission. You're only 10 years old, 12 years old, and you grew up in the mission, girls and boys otherwise. And it has been a joy seeing you. You have become a part of our life. Even in the night, and Kasile will know if we get to see that the meals are late and I get to see the meals that are being delivered and I'm not happy with it, I'll cook again. So mission, if you're listening today, we have turned 19. And some of you maybe just joined mission work last 2 or 3 years, but some of you have been with us from the beginning until today, and you're still there, loyal and supporting us. You are our family, especially for me and my children. I don't have any relatives. I do. I have. I know. But I'm not close to them. My life is God. And when I come in, my only family are the mission. My only family, apart from my children, are the mission. And I also would like to acknowledge my children today. I know you have walked so, a walk that has been so challenging. Thank you, Afia, all the way there in Germany. And thank you, Kula. And also thank you, Elijah. You have been challenged in so many ways. Expectations was very high. You get victimized, you get condemned. Because of the love of God in our heart, and we continue to do the things of God, you get the repercussion of it, and you get the rebuff. And today, now you are married, you have your partners with you. Thank you, Talangasai, and thank you, Nate. And also thank you, Talangasai Henry, for being part of my children's life. But today, to my children, I would like to acknowledge you. Thank you for being part of the walk. The lonely moments, the crying moments, the moments of standing, the moments of crying, and there's no more tears to shed. We can be excited of the 19 years of achievement. We can be excited of the 19 years of goodness just by watching. But the behind the scenes and those moments, no one will ever know, and no one captures. And those are the moments that we have with you, our children. So we stand today. Na nomundo vitokoni vinakabale na nomundo durivat ke kirau. Thank you, Kula, and thank you, Elijah, for even leaving your study to the extent of we didn't ask you, but you just left your studies and joined us and helped us with the ministry until today. I can rely on you to and trust on you to in anything and everything for the ministry and everything that involves us. So today we are just so grateful. There's no words that I can find to explain and describe my gratitude, because you people are the foremost, are the core, and also are the pillar and the foundation of what it has become. People come now and they're grateful. They have the logo and they're known. They come and they take part in the television. They're being known to other people, known worldwide because of this platform. But it took your sweat, it took your tears, it took your efforts, you, my children, and also the mission team to make it what it is today. So mission, thank you. Thank you, and I'll continue to thank you. And I'll continue, and I trust that God will bless you with the decision that you have made and see for you to reach a stage of your life that you will say, thank you, Lord. It was worth every sacrifice and worth every effort. And thank you for being the pillar, and thank you for being there for us. So as we cut the cake today, it's actually the cake together with you people, because all the others are part and parcel of what it became to be because of you. So thank you. Now we will cut the cake and happy 19th birthday, New Methodist. Hallelujah. So
we'll clap just your pray hands and we thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise your mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your watchful eyes. Thank you for your strong hand.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your knowledge.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's because of you, all of you, and none of us.
Amen.
We thank you for this morning as we acknowledge the 19 years beginning 5th of August,
yes, thank you,
back
Jesus.
In 2002. We're still standing strong today, and we weather the storm of this life. We conquer, and because of you and you alone. And we thank you, Father God, for this wonderful moment as we acknowledge your presence, your doing,
Amen.
Your miracle, your power in this walk, in this ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's public, and people are watching. And they will watch it later again on Facebook. So we are standing here to acknowledge you, Father God.
Thank you.
Thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit.
Oh, hallelujah.
That allow us to do what we did. For giving us the power, the boldness, the maturity, and the wisdom and the knowledge to go through what nobody taught us,
Amen.
But only you. So we stand here to say thank you. We also acknowledge and pray for our children, and pray for the mission, and pray for the church members,
Amen.
The leaders, senior pastors, all yeah. those part and parcel of NCF, and all those that have been part of our life.
Amen.
We also commit their life today, and thank you for bringing them for their path and our path to cross. We are so blessed this morning. We are so humble indeed
Amen.
To acknowledge you in front of the people that are watching, in front of Fiji, that are watching this My Television, and also the Facebook. We thank you, Father God, for today. We thank you for continuing to bless NCF. Such a blessing to Fiji, as you so many times minister to us, that we are here to serve the people of Fiji with
Amen.
Your word. Nothing else to serve the people of Fiji with your word. And we thank you, Father God, for the platform that you allow. Whether it's visitation, whether it's prayer on
Hallelujah.
The telephone, whether it's prayer on the television,
yeah.
or the word or sharing
thank
on
you,
the
Jesus.
Television. We take this time to say thank you. We are so thankful. We're cutting the cake remembering your mighty hands, your victorious hand, your mighty power, your victorious power that becoming part of our life.
Amen.
We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And everyone saying,
amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Faithfulness of God.
Faithfulness of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Kabi kanda ne voltambu, when we just heard the faithfulness of God, kabi kanda voltambu, kotamangu sabaka sangrati ko eso merolutuwa, merolutuwa galo pa indina.
Amen.
My Father is seeking for those that worship him in truth and in spirit.
Mm.
And I believe the time that we've been challenged like this, the condition of our life is to seek God in everything that we do.
Hallelujah.
Not seeking God because we are told to do it. We are not seeking God because of the good things that we can get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are not seeking God because our forefather used to do it. We are seeking God because he who is.
Hallelujah.
Or because he is God. It's our duty to seek him.
And we love him.
It's our duty to seek him because we love him.
Amen.
Because of him, that's why we are standing here. Because of him, that's why we are cutting the cake. Because of him, that's why New Methodist is standing here today to be a vessel of honor. It's humbling to serve the people. It's humbling Amen. To serve the people of Fiji with the word of God. On Thursday, I was so humbled to have three ministers and the chief executive of Fiji Rugby Union and the senior pastor and also Australian Defence Force. He's a captain in the army, to serve the people of Fiji with prayer and with sharing.
Amen.
It's so humbling to serve the people. And I believe it's a condition that God will bless you. Regardless of what you're going through, when you have the heart to serve the people, because God serves us, because He loves us. And you can only serve the people because you love them.
Hallelujah.
Because the love of God in you. When Jesus said to the teacher of the law, "Hear, O Israel, the greatest commandment Amen. Is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. Then love your neighbors." We cannot love our neighbors. I cannot love my wife. You cannot love your family until you have the real love of
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Because God is love. So when we set the condition of love, you will be the last one in your priority. God will be the first one.
Yes.
And the second one is the people around you. And we believe today as we go through the challenging time.
Hallelujah.
How can you tell that you love God? You spending time with Him. Your time with somebody, it's a reflection of your love to that somebody. Hallelujah. Nilemu na numunga una patakina kalo siko maso siko wilbol tambu siko dambi tunga meditate on Him day and night. It's a sign or reflection that you love God. Hallelujah.
And also your behavior and attitude, because you can be sitting the whole day, you know, just thinking about God. It's your work, the reflection of your attitude, your good heart, the things that you do that contribute to show that you love God.
Because when you love God, it's not sin.
Mm.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
But when the love of God comes to you, then we'll be reflected on the things that you do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's why it's a big challenge to us today, during this challenging
Amen.
Time.
Amen.
From 2002 till today, to the very day that we are standing here, on the 8th of August, 8/8/21. Hallelujah. On the 8/8/21, from the time that we start the ministry, never once this God fail. In good times and in bad times.
He remains faithful.
Yeah.
So today as we go on to the kingdom economics, we will be going through together with our Holy Communion as well as the prayer for all the prayer requests that has been submitted. And not only that, before I forget, as part of the celebration for the new Methodist turning 19, for all those of you new Methodists all over the world, we would like to officialize this week. This will be the week of reaching out in terms of feeding the street people,
giving.
And maybe some of you hiring halls, and you have your other stakeholders that are providing, you know, to make it happen for the church. This week will be the week of a birthday
out.
Charity or birthday reaching out to the people. Regardless, wherever you are, Germany, Europe, Scotland,
New
find
Zealand.
Somebody to bless. Find somebody to bless and find somebody to help. It may be in, you know, costly thinking, but whatever that you can do, it's not really the amount of money that you use. It's the heart that goes with it. I mean, Australia, you do that normal because you have that Be the Church. You're reaching out, you know, just cooking meals and reaching out or buying bread and butter and fruits and delivering to every home. Mm. You know, it's normal for some of you people, or most of the regions are actually doing that. But officialize it for this week. It will be the week of doing that. And I will ask Senior Pastor Ophir all the way in Germany if you can recapture all these things that are happening all over the world globally for New Methodists. So whatever that you do, make sure you post it on your region and you post it on the global so we can get that channel through our headquarters for them to create, you know, that momentum of just keeping one another advised and updated of what's happening around. So for us here in Fiji, Vitilevu, Revira kwa tukongora na msani vale sana koro kime niti kina. Esombe kana matibu vale tuko na koro biki mdo na baka rongi tuko mailau, maina muke lau. Sana ngona tuko sana matibu vale sinira nira lako rawi wai, mera liku tume na kenreika. Sera lako ina vanua, ina likutu, mera lako ina zaka kama ina tetei. Da va revira ne sono matu vale en renre na non ra kota me vira na kamera kana kina gondo na maza wa menda yekine na bebu kina da va ikoronyo tarongiko na da va ikoronyo bebu kina kemdo me kandavu dine ni challenge na buno kemdo ndo ituke kina na via wa kina bunua we kemdo na taltal gas tuke kina ta bole menda revira sanga wala nganyo ira na non da members da revira ni itondaku ni New Methodist abe kena tona chiku isuva tiko ira na street ira tiko ngoi ituraki tiko koi somena Thursday Garden lele bora sketa all over the place tobole mundo da kata kata make talanga sitiar tiar wang baktonga in head office meroni tuwania ni kebaka kemni interested to come in Fifth Street people then let her know meroni kako ni ndonga na bono ela ko kedekina na nonda vivakani meroni sketa all over the place we have a lot of families that are going through a hardship at the moment, so if you know you can spare an extra bar of soap, you can spare an extra 1 kg of sugar, knock on the door of your neighbor or knock on the door of those people that are, you know, challenged. And, you know, allow this week to be the week of giving, a week of celebration of 19th birthday.
Yes.
Let it be the week of giving. If anybody that you want to bless that is out there, or not only challenge, but somebody who have helped you along the way, or helped you to find a hall to worship God, or helped you in cooking for the mission food, or helped you in whatever little way. This is a week to acknowledge. This is a week to take ownership. This is a week to say, this is my moment that I can be, you know, a blessing to your life.
Yeah.
So 19 years of celebration, it's not about us. I mean, this cake that we have cut, this will go to other people, and this will go to other church leaders as well. So it's not about us, not for us to sit and celebrate and eat. It's for us to
give.
Fast, because we're still going on with our 48 hours fasting mission beginning on Wednesday to Friday. This is the week to give. Not about us. It's about them, about the people, and about God. So before I forget, I want to take that with us. I will be posting officially on our comms, on the bulletin, official advice all over the world. So wherever you are, New Zealand, Australia, Vanuatu, Tonga, Samoa, and we have the whole of Europe, Germany, Cyprus, we have Romania, we have US, wherever. Whichever part of the world you may be in, if you know that you are serving God under New Methodist and you're celebrating the 19th birthday, give. This week is a week of giving. And ask God, through His Holy Spirit, to direct you, guide, and lead you to do that. So today we would like to pick what we have shared a bit last week on the wisdom and also the maturity. Wisdom and maturity in terms of being godly, and not only that, ordained by God, and you're not defined by your age, you're not defined by the circumstances. Because of that wisdom and maturity, it takes you a long way. So I'll pass this time to Ngasilevu as we continue to share about that. Because once you have that, it's amazing. God's eyes is on you. Because He can be giving you so many things, but you don't have the wisdom and also the maturity to be able to handle the things that God gives you. That's why He says, when you are faithful with a little thing, then He will trust you with greater and big things.
Luke chapter 6, verse 38.
Amen.
Luke ono toluwalu, kati wika na nevolta, mundundo soli, enanga soli wika mundo, hei bagara uvinaka tamak somu kuretaki, fuwam balasara. Era soli antamata kina luma sarim mundo.
Amen.
Yana kaya kati wika na nevolta, chisu saranga mostiko. O koe vosatiko ni ipalapala nimbula. Malta ni ipalapala saranganda na paka rautaka, e na paka rautaki tale weekenda. Kina lebolo saranganda mbiuta kina, e na paka edhori tale weekenda.
Hallelujah.
Hana muna saru imbimbi kina, Na iko na sinirao wakando ni solika, na sinirao wakando ni ko yalo vinaka, kia paka ko yalo waitiko.
Amen.
We need to grow up from our being childish in our thinking.
And selfish.
And selfishness or self-centered.
Yeah.
Na ngauna kenda sana numikenda ngakina. Ya ena vango ni ngone kina nambula ni totol nonda pagalelewa nonda dusia uira talera so vagabunda na yalo dha kina yalo nivimba kina yalo nivivala. Jealousy and envy comes into our life because we are still a child. We are looking at the negative because that thing supposed to be mine. That thing supposed to be mine. Na spirit etu kika na spirit ni iko ndomo na ndona ka isindu ndon menomu. Iko vina kata ndona ka isindu ndon menomu.
Amen.
Yana buna sarivina kakina se challenge sakina. We are challenged this morning to get matured.
Amen.
When you get matured, the little things that we have, you will do your time properly. Your time management will be good. You are not spending unnecessary time on unnecessary thing with unnecessary people. Because you are matured with your walk with God, even your time. Kutu kuna tiko 24 hours in a day. 2 hours and 40 minutes, ngoria nona na klo. Kembali ko sa teka musarika na numu manage well.
Hallelujah.
Numu maturity na numu saruni manage taka na kaya nomu. Dua na kaya nomu ngo, numu mbula nomu ngauna. Numu mbula nomu ngauna, ngoria nomu. Valaba, iko manage taka vinaka, mesoli bua na klo. The reason why we cut the cake and we acknowledging the presence of God, the reason, because it was God all the way.
Hallelujah.
We are standing here acknowledging God and acknowledging the people that help us, from our children, from the mission, from the Taltalangas, from the Taltala, from the church members, and go out to everybody. So when you are mature and walking with God, how can you get matured? With the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God will make you mature.
Yeah.
Do not conform to the pattern of this world.
Hallelujah.
Kakuni bagayalo waitiko, ba murmuri buruburu tiko kina pattern bagaburu. Niko mosmos tiko. Aure de sona turanga sona marama. Na bunwa kendor do mosmos kina. Na kai kai la kina sisili waitui. Kalo sa andur tiko sa mas tiko. I mean, ore de tu yani matakalela ni sika tambu, lima na kalo, vi mama ni lima gina ono, se vi ambutotoka. Hallelujah. Nangere de tu gani. Na nonda baga sambu taga nonda ngauna. Life is very short for us to play around with our life. This is the time to get matured in God. And you can only get matured because of the word of God. Because it's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ni ngono ko yalo matuakina, na ngono sa matuakina no mumbula ba yalo. Iku sana sini kawaita ki ko tiku bolevo. Iku sana kawaita ka tiku na kani kalo. Ko na kawaita ka talanga no rambula ko rapole ka beko. Tiku musala no matuwale, ino no munebos, uno ni zakalaka.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And also when you are matured, people trust you. Say if you belong to a family, and you are part of the family, you are children. When you show that you are matured, you manage your time well, you're not being spoken to all the time by your parents, and you do things knowing fully well what you needed to do, you are matured in your mind, you are matured in your heart, and the words that you share speaks a lot of wisdom than your age. When you show that maturity, I don't know, but for me, when I see that maturity, even for my children, I'm acknowledging my children today on how this ministry started. But I wasn't ready to unload anything of the ministry or anything that takes responsibility until I see signs of maturity in their life. And that sign of maturity only comes with their depth or in-depth relationship with God. And when that is matured, and when they really love God, then I look at the way that they carry their lives, the how they use their time, or how they manage their time in a day, and that sort of indicate to me, okay, maturity. They're ready, ready to take on things. So families, you can be watching in today, and sometimes we expect so much from our children. We look at our children, we say, oh man, this child has reached this age, and still childish in the way that he thinks. And for those of you children that are listening to us today, sometimes we continue to say, okay, my mom never does that. Or my dad never buy me that. I've been asking them. And there may be certain things you desire, certain things that you would like your parents to do for you. But you need to reflect on yourself today and ask yourself, can I be trusted? Or am I matured enough to handle that? It's like when you're asking God for certain things. Sometimes, or most of the times, we come akena sa kerenga bona kalona ka enda bina kata ele mnango nene retu mena kalonga retu makoya. Now if I give it to you, you will do more damage to your life than, you know, life itself.
O boka samta kana nango na sweli kine weekend to le mateni truck, and you address the mission. If you look after this truck, if
more
you look,
trucks, yeah,
more trucks will come. Yeah.
Because when we had that first truck, he was driving, and we trained a few mission to drive. So every time I get into the truck and I'll see these empty juice bottles or empty prepacks and said, okay, clean up the truck. I stop them from having any meals on the truck. If they're going from Suva to Nandi, they have to stop, get off, and eat. So those are the things. And then I tell them, look, if we look after this truck, yeah, God will trust us and give us more truck. Well, that went on to 5 trucks.
And then bus.
And also I wasn't looking that way as well. And I believe if I kept on looking and keep on checking, maybe more trucks would have come in. And then we had the bus. The bus that is running, we don't even allow them to eat. They can only drink. They can drink water or anything liquidy, but not allowed to eat. If you want to eat and the bus will stop, you get off the bus and then you eat. Those are the rules that we have done then. Because it's managing well what God has given. Sometimes things are given to you freely and you say to yourself, okay, I didn't use my money on it. And then you abuse it. No, it's totally different. When God hands it to you and you're so faithful, yeah, and you look after it well, he trusts you. He's looking and said, well, if this person is looking after it well, wouldn't I give him or her another thing? She will continue or he will continue to look after it well. Well, that's God. And what about your parents or for your children that are actually looking at you now? And maybe you're complaining, okay, other children are having that. Or that parent, they bought their phone. That my parents can't even buy me my phone. And I've been nagging, I've been asking. Maybe they see that you're not matured. You may not handle it well. You may not know when it's the time to be using your phone and the time not to use your phone. So those are things that you need to, as you're listening to us today, and take us back, on how Pastor Dallas-Tower, you're listening from Ba. He came and he gave his twin cab. And I remember that day, because they were flying out, and I was still working with Air Pacific then in our marketing division. So my GM came and he said, all right, come, we're going across to Tamboa, to the Tamboa lounge to see the Fiji team off. And I said, no, I don't really feel like going. And then he said, I'm taking you, I'm not asking you for anything else, I'm just taking you for you to come so you can pray. And that's part of your job as well. So we came. And we came across to the Tambo Lounge with all these players about to get on the flight. So we had a session because the airline was one of the main sponsorship. And so my boss turned to me and said, okay, can you say a prayer? So I said a prayer. I said a prayer for the departing team. And straight after that, Dallas-Tower came. And by then, Gasile had called and said, I have got the key to the twin cab. So he came and he said, oh, I've already given the twin cab and the money for the fuel. And that was the first time that I've even, conversed with him. And when he left, and that twin cab, when it was given, only he can drive. And if I do drive, I have to be with him. That twin cab can be parked at home and there's no other transportation. I'll catch the bus or I'll go in the taxi. Because that was not given to the family. It was given to Ngasilevu because of the work of God. Mm-hmm. And I believe Dallas-Tower's giving was based on that, because he's given it to a man of God, not to the family and not to me either, not to us. And sometimes it's a bit weird, because when I come back in the taxi, or if I'm with another staff using the same taxi and I get off, and then she'll say, what is that car doing there? Whose car is that? And I said, oh, that's Dallas-Tower's car. It don't have the key. And I said, no, the key is there. Why didn't you bring it? And I said, no, it was never given to me. I pay for the taxi, because that car was not given to me. It was given to Gasilev. I don't know for how many years we had that car. And what we did, we better it. We bought the mag wheels. We did the roof rack. We did it up. In actual fact, when Dallas-Tower came and saw his car, he couldn't believe what he was seeing. He said, is that my car? The same car? And he said, exactly as it is. So we looked after it better than he did. And not only that, because we were so faithful and matured and handled it so well, we were offered, and that is the car that is driving today, the twin cab that is registered NCF. And we had an offer from Pastor David Broughton all the way from Australia. He was actually coming with us to Suva. I remember the day I was sitting at the back, and Angasilebe was driving Pastor Dallas House twin cab, and we have Pastor David. So right throughout on our trip, he kept on saying, okay, this twin cab belongs to, and said, belongs to Pastor Dallas House. And then he said, you two don't want any? And I said, no. And then we kept on driving. He said, no, like really, I'm asking, do you two want any? So my husband looked at me, and then I looked at him, and I said, only if the Holy Spirit leads you. Don't buy it because we are telling you to, because we don't really need it, but only as the Holy Spirit leads you. Well, a week later, he ordered that factory out twin cab that we still have today. And back to what we are sharing.
When you look after,
or when you're faithful, or when there is an element of maturity in you, people are more obliged and blessed to bring about blessings to your life.
This television station was offered to other churches. Because God knew that we are faithful with the DVD, we're faithful with paying our bills with FBC.
On the radio.
The radio. I believe you will go to another level when you are faithful with the level that you're in.
Amen.
You cannot go. You cannot be promoted to another level until you pass class 3 and then you'll go to class 4. You finish with class 8, you pass the marks, and then you go up to secondary school from 3 or year 9. Same thing as we walk with God.
Mm.
Yeah. God is waiting for our maturity.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why it's very important for our maturity. And goes back. What brings maturity?
Word of God.
Yeah. So when we have the Word of God, maturity comes into us. We are no longer conforming to the pattern of this world because the world has a pattern.
Yeah.
This world has a pattern. Yeah? When we do not conform to the pattern of this world, we look after our body. The Bible says, Romans 12, the Bible says, I beseech you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, offer your body as a living sacrifice holy and pleasing to Him.
Yeah.
Because this is your spiritual act of worship.
Yes.
But do not conform to the pattern of this world. So when we look after the body that is given to us.
And then we renew our mind.
The Bible says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
That means every day you continue to look after your body properly. Because your body is your sacrifice to God.
Yes.
And we don't own our body. The Bible says, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
So it goes back to the Word of God. Word of God will make us more wise, more intelligent, or more knowledge. And then we can go through this life. We can juggle through this life with maturity and with honesty because of the Word of God. And so many people are struggling. You know, we can be owning same salary.
Yeah. But it's the way you manage it.
If somebody is wise, he'll buy a car, he'll buy a house, while others will continue to live the pattern of this world.
Mm.
And that's why sometimes that we are jealous about other races, because they manage well their time.
Yeah.
And we are not managing well our time and our resources. And sometimes people say, where they get their money? Oh, New Methodist is a rich church. We are not a rich church.
We just manage well.
Hallelujah. And I believe a lot of churches, a lot of Gazilebu, they receive a lot of blessing, just like us. It's just normal.
It's just the way you manage.
It's the way that you manage. Maybe you're listening today.
Yes.
You're holding a position in the society. You're holding a position in your work. It's never too late now to start. When you manage your time with God, God will make sure that He'll give to you what He's supposed to give to you. I alone knows the plan I have for you.
Yes, to prosper you and never to harm you and to bring about the future that you hope
for. Oh, hallelujah.
So what is the future that you're hoping for today? You know, you challenge yourself. Don't limit your future. Don't limit your aspirations. Don't limit the things that you can achieve. Oh, there is more that you can achieve.
Yes.
I was just sharing last week on how we helped our daughter, finally, the eldest daughter that had went around in the wilderness and decided to come back and serve God.
She'll be listening from home.
She's listening today. Because we had, my children that are younger. She is our eldest. But yet, the maturity is always with the youngest. We have Elijah, we have Tiaren, we also have Phil listening all the way from Germany. We are all mature. If we're sitting together and we're having a conversation, I can, read between the lines, okay? And I said, been away too long, away from God, away from everything. So I trusted my daughter Tiare on her maturity to help my eldest daughter, which came to fruition last week that through her saving and Gaselevo contributed a bit and I came in, contributed a bit for her to be able to buy a car, a second-hand car, not cost that much, but something that she can own. And The reason why we came in now to help, because we can see an element of maturity, an element of wisdom. We can afford to help her earlier, but we didn't. I was not even, led or burdened by the Holy Spirit to do that. But and goes back. I mean, she's my daughter. And goes back to you that are listening today. You need to show that signs of maturity and signs of wisdom. And that comes by you loving God and knowing God and your deeper walk with God. It doesn't take much. You just take a prayer. And for you to at least have a prayer every day, have a communication with God, or read a Bible verse and memorize on that Bible verse and believe in the power of God. And just to have a closure before we have our
Holy Communion.
Holy Communion. I just want to share this story because it's just organic and original about this young boy. And I can't remember this, my friend, dear friend of mine, I know you're listening, and I know that she had testified about it. Auntie Frances, I know you're listening from Lotoka, Auntie Frances Bale, and she's a very close friend of mine, and also the Rendini Talangase of New Methodist. And I remember nearly every now and then she will be texting me and vibrating me, and she will be saying, please pray for my son. Please pray for my son. So this son of hers used to be like our mode of communication, like, it's either Robert is doing that, or Robert is doing that, or Robert is going into trouble, and I'm always supporting her in prayer. And I remember this day, this was straight after my son's wedding, and it was on a Sunday. We were sitting at the gym, at the dome, and she was my armor bearer. As we sat there, I could see her disturbed. I could see that she wasn't her normal self. So, and she said, Auntie, I really want to share something with you. And I said, go ahead. And then she turned to me, and it was, during the church service, she turned to me and she said, and she started crying. She said, I love my son. And I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to handle him. And I said, what's wrong? And said, the same son that I always tell you to pray for has done this, has done that. I don't really know what to do. So I held her hands and looked straight into her eyes and said, I went through the same thing with my eldest daughter. There are moments of my life that I cry and there's no more tears. There are moments of my life when the phone ring, I dread to answer the phone. Knowing that if I answer, it may be something bad, or it may be, I'm always, living like that. And when I turned to her and I look at her straight in the eyes and I said, I may not have the right words to tell you other than praying for you, but I need you today, as the Holy Spirit lead, you need to trust him. So she looked at me and she said, even when I give him money to go and buy certain things, it doesn't come back to me. Or, he'll go and do other things and said, okay, maybe no matter what it takes, show him that you trust him. Even if you have other people at home, allow him, delegate duties to him for him to know that you trust him. And we held hands and we prayed. And we were praying for Robert all this while. And then later on, thank you, SP Elijah. He brought him in to be a part of his division. And I see the same boy. And then when we had this conference down in Valley Level, my friend, she came and she said, because Robert seems to be the person who comes in and bring in meals for the children, for my grandchildren, or take them to, wherever they needed to go to, because he was with my son. And my Auntie Frances came. And then she said, I'm worried. And I said, what are you worried about? And I said, my son, what is he doing? And I said, don't worry. This is a process for him. Leave him. If we don't trust him, but we trust him. As a family, we trust him. Don't worry about him. Kako niko langa teki kwaya, au ritha na nombola, au wina katamo, trial teki kwaya, au rini trust teki kwaya. Levi Elijah, medha kaba na kaitha kaba chiko vya Robert. And Elijah, I want to take this time to thank you. Thank you for having faith, and thank you for going out of your way to bring about what Robert became today. And this same boy came and stayed in the property and become a part of our family. His birthday, all the little moments of his life. And one day I was asking my daughter and my son, I've seen Robert has really matured. He can be trusted. What do you two think? He can come in between, which they really willingly agree. So Robert is actually part of my TV team today as one of the staff. And not only that, because of that maturity, the whole family went to Vonolevu to visit their family because they have ties in Taviuni and Boa for the parents. So Talanga Sisimi and Auntie Frances took the whole children as they were going around Vonolevu to their family to visit, and also to, that was straight after the cyclone. And when they came, it's the remarkable change that they saw in their son. Auntie Frances came and she couldn't stop crying when she was sharing the story. She told me, you know, it's so amazing that the very son that is always like the black sheep, the very son that is always the cause of talk at home. We are late to come in the morning to worship God. He's all dressed up, necktie. Vai suli ni lo tokwe. Nangoni ndondo, sengi ni tanrao, sengi ni namaka. Medha kabana kaitha kabatiko. Okwe, visa ubakandua na nonambula. When Robert begins to show that maturity and show to his parents that he has changed and love God more, and from what he was to what he is, and it's amazing. I believe that was 2 months ago, soon after the second wave of coronavirus or the COVID strike. The parents bought his car, and my son went to the border to pick that car. And actually, Robert is driving his new car around today and registered. And I know for New Methodists, you will know because I posted it. And that took maturity, the maturity that Robert shown to her parents to be trusted. I mean, he's still a young boy and he's owned a car given by his parents, fully paid and free. And on that note, sharing that story, I want to bring it closer to home. Maybe children, you're listening in to me today. There are things that you would like in life, but you need to rise up and take ownership. You need to be matured. And having your maturity, just put aside a time for you to pray to God, and also a moment for you just to learn a Bible verse and have a relationship with God. And we have about 2 minutes left, and I will give this time to Ngaselevo for us to go straight into our Holy Communion. And I would like to invite you. I know centrally you are having your mission Sunday today. Let us all rise wherever we are all over the world and now be ready to take our Holy Communion as Ngaselevo leads us.
The Bible says when they were having dinner, he broke the bread and he said to them, we will partake the bread together and we will drink the wine together. When you do this, always remember me. For those of you that are out there, that you are coming to the front, we will celebrate again today the Holy Amen. Communion. This is the most wonderful thing
yeah.
that you can do as a family, you can do as a couple, Holy Communion. Every Sunday like this, we come together and have Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
And I believe we will eat together and we will drink together then a prayer.
Amen.
So it's very important that we eat together. Amen. So let us eat together. When they ate the bread, then Jesus said, the wine represents my blood.
Amen.
It's a new covenant with you. So when you drink this, always remember me. So let us drink together. Heavenly Father, we thank you this
morning. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus, thank you.
We are partaking Holy Communion, believing in you. We thank you for this morning.
Thank you,
thank you for your faithfulness to the New Methodist Christian
Lord.
Fellowship. 5th of August 2002 till today.
Thank you.
It never changed. So we are standing today with a heart of gratitude.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thanksgiving, appreciation.
Yeah.
Nothing that we can say, no words that we can utter to replace or to pay back the goodness of God in
Hallelujah.
Our life. So we thank you this morning. We remember the prayers, the list in the prayer box.
Yes, breakthrough and miracle.
We thank you, Father God,
you,
for
Jesus.
All the blessing,
yes,
open
Father.
Doors and opportunity.
In Jesus' name.
Flooding into their home,
in
the
Jesus
blessing.
Name.
Thank you, Father God, for those that seed, those that give, those that pray, those that commit in walking with you.
Thank you,
As
Lord.
We stand here, coming to the conclusion of this service, O Lord, we commit everything to you.
In Jesus'
every
name.
Unsaid prayer, every thoughts,
name.
Every written
yes,
prayer list.
Lord.
Thank you, Father God, that we receive tick list and answered
yes,
prayer
in
today.
Jesus name.
We thank you, Father God, for restoration in the family.
And
thank you for the wisdom.
Miracle, in Jesus
thank you,
name.
Father God, for the miracle,
oh, hallelujah.
The breakthrough into another level, to another level, to another level, because of your doing.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, for blessing us this morning. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen and amen. Oh, thank you for joining us. And that's been a lengthy one. So we take this time to say thank you. And join us again next Sunday. And also for the week.
Yes.
The time change, we will be announcing it because now we have finished with our Olympics coverage. Today is the last day and we should be back to our normal time.
Yeah.
So the Sunday, we will get back to you whether we resort back to the 10:30 because we still have the power in the word at 8 o'clock. So yeah. On that note, thank you and join us for miracles to happen for the week. Vinaka.
Hallelujah.
they have a communication with God or read a Bible verse and memorize on that Bible verse and believe in the power of God. And just to have a closure before we have our
Holy Communion.
Holy Communion. I just want to share this story because it's just organic and original about this young boy. And I can't remember this, my friend, dear friend of mine, I know you're listening, and I know that she had testified about it. Auntie Frances, I know you're listening from Lotoka, Auntie Frances Bali. And she's a very close friend of mine, and also the Rendini Talangase of New Methodist. And I remember nearly every now and then she will be texting me and vibrating me, and she will be saying, please pray for my son. Please pray for my son. So this son of hers used to be like our mode of communication. Like, you know, it's either Robert is doing that or Robert is doing that or Robert is going into trouble. And I'm always supporting her in prayer. And I remember this day, that was straight after my son's wedding. And it was on a Sunday. We were sitting at the gym, at the dome. And she was my armor bearer. As we sat there, I could see her disturbed. I could see that she wasn't her normal self. So, and she said, Auntie, I really want to share something with you. And I said, go ahead. And then she turned to me, and it was, during the church service, she turned to me and she said, and she started crying. She said, I love my son. And I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to handle him. And I said, what's wrong? And said, the same son that I always tell you to pray for has done this, has done that. I don't really know what to do. So I held her hands and looked straight into her eyes and said, I went through the same thing with my eldest daughter. There are moments of my life that I cry and there's no more tears. There are moments of my life when the phone ring, I dread to answer the phone. Knowing that if I answer, it may be something bad, or it may be, I'm always, living like that. And and when I turned to her and I look at her straight in the eyes and I said, I may not have the right words to tell you other than praying for you, but I need you today, as the Holy Spirit lead, you need to trust him. So she looked at me and she said, even when I give him money to go and buy certain things, it doesn't come back to me. Or, he'll go and do other things and said, okay, maybe no matter what it takes, show him that you trust him. Even if you have other people at home, allow him, delegate duties to him for him to know that you trust him. And we held hands and we prayed. And we were praying for Robert all this while. And then later on, thank you, SP Elijah. He brought him in to be a part of his division. And I see the same boy. And then when we had this conference down in Valley Level, my friend, she came and she said, because Robert seems to be the person who comes in and bring in meals for the children, for my grandchildren, or take them to, wherever they needed to go to, because he was with my son. And my Auntie Frances came, and then she said, I'm worried. And I said, what are you worried about? And I said, my son, what is he doing? And I said, don't worry. This is the process for him. Leave him. If we don't trust him, but we trust him. As a family, we trust him. Don't worry about him. Kako niko lenga teki kwaya, au reda na nombola, au wina kata mo, trial teki kwaya, au reni trust teki kwaya. Levi Elijah, medha kaba na kaitha kaba chiko vya Robert. And Elijah, I want to take this time to thank you. Thank you for having faith, and thank you for going out of your way to bring about what Robert became today. And this same boy. This same boy came and stayed in the property and become a part of our family. His birthday, all the little moments of his life. And one day I was asking my daughter and my son, I've seen Robert has really matured. He can be trusted. What do you two think? He can come in between, which they really willingly agree. So Robert is actually part of my TV team today as one of the staff. And not only that, because of that maturity, the whole family went to Vonolevu to visit their family because they have ties in Taviuni and Boa for the parents. So Talanga Sisimi and Auntie Frances took the whole children as they were going around Vonolevu to their family to visit, and also to, that was after the cyclone. And when they came, it's the remarkable change that they saw in their son. Auntie Frances came and she couldn't stop crying when she was sharing the story. And she told me, it's so amazing. The very son that is always like the black sheep, the very son that is always the cause of talk at home. We are late to come in the morning to worship God. He's all dressed up, necktie. Vai sulindi lotokwe. Nangoni ndondo, sengeni tanrao, sengeni namaka. Medha kabana kaitha kabatiko. Okwe, visa ubakandua, nononambula. When Robert begins to show that maturity and and show to his parents that he has changed and love God more, and from what he was to what he is. And it's amazing. I believe that was 2 months ago, soon after the second wave of coronavirus or the COVID strike. The parents bought his car, and my son went to the border to pick that car. And actually, Robert is driving his new car around today and registered. And I know for New Methodists, you will know because I posted it. And that took maturity, the maturity that Robert shown to her parents to be trusted. I mean, he's still a young boy and he's owned a car given by his parents, fully paid and free. And on that note, sharing that story, I want to bring it closer to home. Maybe children, you're listening in to me today. There are things that you would like in life, but you need to rise up and take ownership. You need to be matured. And having your maturity, just put aside a time for you to pray to God, and also a moment for you just to learn a Bible verse and have a relationship with God. And we have about 2 minutes left, and I will give this time to Ngaselevo for us to go straight into our Holy Communion. And I would like to invite you. I know Central, you are having your mission Sunday today. Let us all rise wherever we are all over the world and now be ready to take our Holy Communion as Ngaselevo leads us.
The Bible says when they were having dinner, he broke the bread and he said to them, we will partake the bread together and we will drink the wine together. When you do this, always remember me. For those of you that are out there, that you are coming to the front, we will celebrate again today the Holy Amen. Communion. This is the most wonderful thing
yeah.
that you can do as a family, you can do as a couple, Holy Communion. Every Sunday like this, we come together and have Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
And I believe we will eat together and we will drink together then a prayer.
Amen.
So it's very important that we eat together. Amen. So let us eat together. When they ate the bread, then Jesus said, the wine represents my blood.
Amen.
It's a new covenant with you. So when you drink this, always remember me. So let us drink together. Heavenly Father, we thank you this
morning. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus, thank you.
We are partaking Holy Communion, believing in you. We thank you for Amen. This morning.
Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
You for your faithfulness to the New Methodist
yes,
Christian
Lord.
Fellowship. 5th of August 2002 till today.
Thank you.
It never changed. So we are standing there with a heart of gratitude.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thanksgiving, appreciation.
Yeah.
Nothing that we can say, no words that we can utter to replace or to pay back the goodness of God in
Hallelujah.
Our life. So we thank you this morning. We remember the prayers, the list in the prayer box.
Yes, breakthrough and miracles.
We thank you for the God
you,
for
Jesus.
All the blessing,
yes,
open
Father.
Doors and opportunity.
In Jesus' name.
Flooding into their home,
in Jesus
the blessing.
Name.
Thank you for the God for those that seed, those that give, those that pray, those that commit in walking with you.
Thank you,
As
Lord.
We stand here, coming to the conclusion of this service, O Lord, we commit everything to you.
In Jesus'
every
name.
Unsaid prayer, every thought, every written
yes,
prayer list.
Lord.
Thank you for the God that we receive tick list and answered
yes,
prayer
in
today.
Jesus name.
We thank you for the God for restoration in the family.
And
thank you for the
and
wisdom.
Miracle in Jesus
thank you for
name.
The God for the miracle,
oh, hallelujah.
The breakthrough into another level, to another level, to another level, because of your doing.
Amen.
We thank you for the God for blessing us this morning. We give you the glory. And the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen, amen and amen. Amen. Oh, thank you for joining us. And that's been a lengthy one. So we take this time to say thank you. And join us again next Sunday. And also for the week.
Yes.
The time change, we will be announcing it because now we have finished with our Olympics coverage. Today is the last day and we should be back to our normal time.
Yeah.
So the Sunday, we will get back to you whether we resort back to the 10:30 because we still have the power in the word at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So on that note, thank you and join us for miracles to happen for the week. Vinaka.
Hallelujah.